This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Lots of interesting stuff in the news coming up here tonight. Airbnb being cracked down upon in its own hometown. Apparently, like the ride-sharing service Uber, the home-sharing service Airbnb is also apparently based in San Francisco.
Yes.
Daryl, you're going to be telling us what they're facing coming up here in moments. Also, the Democratic National Convention kicked off today. And I haven't really read much about that necessarily, but I did read about Bernie Sanders and a leaked memo that has come out.
And I'm not sure if you heard the other big news about Bernie Sanders and Adam Kokesh. You know that there's the challenge that Roger Ver had issued.
That's right.
To where he said that he would give $50,000 to the charity of each man's choice, Adam Kokesh and Bernie Sanders,
right,
if they meet for a three-hour actual debate. Like,
right,
not one of these just get on stage and yell at each other and call it a debate.
Right. And Bernie gets to pick the moderator if he agrees to it.
Right. That's been upped to $250,000 to the charity of Bernie's choice.
All from Roger, or did somebody else kick in?
From Roger.
Whoa, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a picture of Adam Kokesh, who's, for listeners who don't know, Adam's a liberty-oriented guy who was a former Marine. He's done a podcast, and he's got a great video channel on YouTube. I saw him holding one of those humongous checks in his hands,
yes,
saying he was going to the Democratic National Convention.
He's in Philly right now.
With the intention of meeting Bernie Sanders. I don't know if that's going to happen.
He was passing out flyers, from what I heard. He was passing out flyers to delegates trying to get them to encourage Bernie
to meet with him.
The increase up to $250,000 has a 30-day time limit. So he's
got to respond fast.
Right. If Bernie does not respond
Hold on,
30 days from now.
Clarification. Is it $250,000 per participant, or that's then halved to $125,000?
$250,000 to Bernie's charity of choice.
Okay.
$50,000 to Adam's.
Because he's already on board. Adam's on board.
Right. Adam's already on board.
Got it. All right. So $300,000 to charity is in the offering. $250,000 going to Bernie's choice if he's willing to debate Adam Kokesh.
Again, an actual debate, not just one of these get a couple of people yelling at each other on stage and they call it a debate. That's not a debate. That's people shouting at each other.
I'm really excited. That sounds like a great offer. Very, very generous on Roger's part. Of course, for listeners that don't know, Roger Ver is also known as Bitcoin Jesus. He's a very big Bitcoin enthusiast, and he's willing to put his money where his mouth is,
yes,
as far as activism and the ideas of liberty are concerned. And, you know, Bernie Sanders, we've been kind of following his case here for a while on Free Talk Live, given that, you know, there's been quite a bit of fervor around this guy's campaign. He's really stirred up, especially young people who probably don't know that, you know, socialism doesn't work. So that's why they buy into the ideas of free health care and, you know, free schools and things like that. They think that,
well, you know, it does sound good,
it sounds
right?
Good. Who doesn't want free stuff?
We'll give you free stuff.
Right.
And it's all free. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to do anything. It's all free. Just,
right,
like, here's a bunch of free stuff.
Right. Well,
you know who else gives a bunch of free stuff away? Farmers, because they want to fatten up the pigs and the cows and the chickens before they take them to the slaughterhouse.
Well, I don't think that's worked very well in Venezuela, where people are starving. So the whole fatten them up thing, long-term, socialism doesn't really work for fattening people up. But here's a story, interesting story from RT.com, right on the heels of the huge release of emails from WikiLeaks, which is only part one, according to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, the Democratic National Committee emails. About 20,000 of those things have been released, from what I understand. We talked about some of them over the weekend, and the DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, resigned this weekend only to be scooped up by the Hillary Clinton campaign as the honorary chairperson.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this lady, Hillary Clinton, she believes she is invincible. She can just...
She is.
Well, you know, by all evidence, she's close to it. She's going to die someday, but she believes at least she's politically invincible, and she's basically just shoving people's noses right in the S, so to speak, here. Like,
yes.
This Debbie Wasserman Schultz character is involved in a huge scandal with all these emails coming out that are still being parsed through. There's headlines coming out today about what some of these emails contain, some of the outrageous, insensitive things that the DNC people have been saying behind the scenes, thinking that they were, sending anonymous emails around until some hacker released them. But, you know, just to then pick up this woman as the head of your campaign, as soon as she resigns from the DNC, wow, what a slap in the face to all the people who, you know, might have begrudgingly supported her after Bernie Sanders, basically endorsed her a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a leaked memo, and it's not clear exactly how this leaked. It apparently came out of a hotel room from the Sanders campaign. It shows that Sanders' campaign, this is from RT.com, considered asking the Democratic National Convention for a private plane as part of his endorsement of Hillary Clinton to help, quote, keep his movement energized.
You know, this whole thing, it sounds like, you know, and I've not read the memo, so I'm just going based on...
Nor have I.
Really what you have told me, to where Bernie asked for a plane and apparently did not receive it. It sounds like one of these negotiations to where the person knows they're not going to wind up getting anything. They just want to try saving face. Be like, okay, so I'll endorse Hillary, but you guys give me a plane. We're not giving you a plane. Okay, an ice cream cone. We're not giving you an ice cream cone. Okay, but do I at least get to stand on stage with her?
You know, I don't know what the memo said. I don't know if it's actually, maybe it is out there. Oh, no, it is. Yep, it is out there. It's called Endgame. So we'll look a little bit closer at the memo itself. The way RT writes the first paragraph, it sounds like they didn't actually ask, because it says the campaign considered asking the DNC for the private plane. And it's interesting that they believe a private plane is somehow going to help keep his movement energized. Sounds to me like he wants to avoid his supporters. I mean, if Sanders was previously flying around on actual planes with other human beings, like commercial airliners, then he would encounter more people than if he was flying from private airport to private airport, or from, you know, tiny little airport or whatever to tiny airport on a private plane.
Well, private planes can fly into big, huge airports, too, Ian.
Okay. Do you have to walk through with the rest of the unwashed masses in order to get to a private plane on a
No,
airport?
They don't go out of the main terminal. There's
a special terminal.
Special terminals,
okay.
For private airplanes.
Right. So he would not have to encounter the general public if he had this private plane.
Right.
Which, in theory, wouldn't that hurt his campaign? I mean, if the idea is the plane is going to keep the campaign energized, wouldn't some of the energy of the campaign come from, you know, meeting supporters in the airport? You're walking down through, you know, to whatever big-ass airport that you're in.
But he would also have to, you know, deal with detractors like us asking him, hey, Bernie.
True.
Will you ever debate a libertarian? Hey, Bernie. Will you ever support allowing more than two candidates to be in general election debates? Hey, Bernie, why do you hate freedom? Hey, Bernie, why do you want to steal stuff from people?
Yeah, but do you think that most people, I mean, if they were seeing Bernie Sanders walk down a busy street or down an airport, a busy airport, don't you think most people are more likely to say something nice to him? Because most people aren't confrontational. They're not like you and I. They're not willing to actually cause a scene, so to speak. So I don't think that... I think the majority of the
interactions would be positive for him. You know, walking through an airport trying to catch a flight,
yeah.
I might be like, that guy kind of looked like Bernie Sanders, and not really even think two things about it.
Sure.
Because,
well, you're not a fan.
Right, but also, I'm busy and doing other stuff. No, like, sure. I've been in airports and, you know, like, seen people that, like, I kind of thought I knew who they were, and I was
I saw Tone
of.
Loke.
Cool.
And in
cool.
The last couple of years, I actually heard him before I saw him.
Okay.
Because, you know, Tone Loc sounds like Tone Loc. And I was in the Tampa airport, and I heard that those tones coming from behind me. And I looked, you know, turned around and looked, and yep. That was Tone Loc.
Yeah,
absolutely. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll pull up the actual memo and see exactly what it says here. And I've got more of RT's summary of what it was that Bernie Sanders was asking for from the DNC regarding his endorsement of Hillary Clinton. Because we knew something was going on behind the scenes. Why did he all of a sudden give up on his, you know, whole position about her being bad news and part of the establishment, part of Wall Street? 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about Bernie's plane. well, the one he wanted, but and ultimately end up getting, a memo entitled Endgame, which is basically, I've got the memo pulled up here, apparently was found in a hotel room, according to RT.com, and has been leaked out. The key decisions they have to make, they say, in the aftermath of the June 7th balloting. I'm not sure what went on June 7th.
June 7th was the California primary.
Okay.
There were a couple other states that had primaries that day as well. That was the day that Hillary officially got enough delegates to where she was then the presumptive nominee.
So the big questions here were, do they force a roll call vote for the nomination or concede the nomination prior to the convention? And we'll tell you more about that here, plus the plane that Bernie wanted.
I'm making him one right now, and I'll save it in case we ever get to meet Bernie, and then I'll give him the plane. I'll write DNC on the side of it.
I got to encounter Bernie. I didn't get to meet him. I heckled him when he came to Keene on one of his occasions. And we gave him a hard time when he was walking into his...
Yeah, we actually saw Bernie twice.
That's right.
And he refused to answer our questions either time.
Well, actually, he did answer my question, but he didn't...
No, he yelled at you as he was leaving the event.
At least he acknowledged my existence, and that's better than being ignored. Anyway, Jax.io is where you can go to get the official Bitcoin wallet of Free Talk Live. But it's not just a Bitcoin wallet. It's also an Ether wallet and a DAO token wallet. And eventually, Jax plans on offering more cryptocurrencies that you can store using your Jax wallet. It's JAXX.io. There's Shapeshift integration built into this wallet, meaning that, let's say you want to get some Ether, you want to convert your Bitcoin into Ether, you don't even have to leave the Jax wallet. Shapeshift built in right there. It makes it super easy to convert from one cryptocurrency to another. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's the one of the founders of Ethereum, and it's super easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's all coming to Jax. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Go to Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or you can go to your favorite app store, Apple or Google. But it's more than just a phone app. It's also available for Windows, Mac, for Linux. You can get browser plugins for Chrome and Firefox. It's cross-platform, which is one of the best features of Jax. Plus, it's super easy to use. So go and get started. JAXX.io. You can download it there for free. So the story coming from RT.com about the Endgame memo. It was allegedly drafted on June 5th. 2 days before the California primary, obtained by BuzzFeed News, after it was found in an L.A. hotel where Sanders' campaign staff had spent the night. It details the key decisions the Sanders campaign would face in the aftermath of the June 7th primaries and the options to open it to maintain the momentum behind the Vermont senator. While many Sanders supporters were adamant for him to stay in the race, it's clear in the memo that his campaign knew that that would be unlikely. The team acknowledges that as the campaign or the convention draws closer, that its leverage will diminish. Quote, as we get closer to the convention, the pressure from the Democratic Party to preserve unity will weigh more and more heavily on us rather than Clinton. It also adds that some Sanders supporters and endorsers will also begin to call for a concession, and some may go as far as moving their support to Clinton. One of the headings included in the four-page document is entitled Fall Campaign and suggests that prior to the DNC convention, they should open negotiations with DNC leaders on how Sanders can be most helpful in the run-up to November's general election. One suggestion is that they should request a plane and staff for a series of fall rallies in battleground states, and that the plane would be paid for by the Democratic National Committee. So, presumably, they did request that plane, and it's been said that he didn't get it, but I don't know, maybe he did get the plane. It's not the fall yet. You know, maybe they are going to approve his plane request. The rationale behind the request was that, quote, the more credit he can take for a Democratic victory and continue to keep his movement energized and in place. But of course, that would presume the Democratic National Committee actually cares about Bernie Sanders and his movement. And they really haven't really indicated, I don't think, that they care.
Right. And, you know, I can't say that I necessarily blame them because Bernie Sanders was not, and in fact, he still is not technically a Democrat. He's
really?
Running as a Democrat.
He didn't change his party before he ran?
He's still an independent senator from Vermont.
Interesting.
But during his career, he's had this unique relationship with the Democrats, to where the Democrats in Vermont have agreed not to run candidates against Bernie Sanders as long as Bernie Sanders caucuses with the Democrats when he's elected,
mm-hmm.
and that he does not campaign against their presidential candidates.
Hmm.
So it's been this, you know, sort of contentious relationship that he's had, but no, Bernie technically is not a Democrat.
So this story here does kind of shed a little bit of light on what might have gone on behind the scenes with them asking for a plane, for instance, from the DNC. But we still don't really know what the negotiations were like. And maybe there's some more emails that'll be coming out soon that may reveal some of that information. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know at which point the hacker that accessed all of the Democratic National Committee emails, at which point the emails stop. So, I mean, there's a
right.
certain date at which the more recent, this first batch that came out over the last few days, there's a certain date at which that doesn't go past. But if they release batch number two or batch number three, will those include emails from June? Will they include emails, you know, from very, very recently?
Right.
Because that would reveal any kind of negotiations that were going on with Bernie.
Yeah, I scanned the emails briefly, searching for, you know, just a couple of key terms, because I heard that libertarians were mentioned.
Oh, really?
And I noticed there were some emails from late May, and you're saying that there's a memo from early June.
This memo's June 5th.
So I don't know if that memo was part of the emails.
Now, it was said it was found in a hotel room. So, like, some maid, apparently, in a hotel found this thing and got it to the right people.
Yeah. And one thing that's interesting, I'm looking at the delegate count right now for the Democrats.
Mm.
If you don't count the superdelegates, then Hillary did not win a number of delegates that would put her over the number needed to secure the nomination. So the superdelegates are really what gave her the nomination.
Right. In theory, they could change their votes, right? The superdelegates.
In theory, they could, because they're not bound, and they can change their vote right up to the last minute. So if Sanders, at whatever day this week, they have their coronation of Hillary, mm-hmm. decides, I want a roll call, or
right.
whatever they're saying he could request, then some of these superdelegates could wind up saying, you know what, Hillary's in a lot of hot water. I don't like that she brought on Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And Anonymous is now saying that they're going to leak stuff that will get her indicted. Maybe we should go with Bernie.
Yeah, so it's not over yet, right? Because when Bernie endorsed her, he didn't withdraw.
He
correct?
Did not withdraw, and he did not unbind his delegates.
Well, and one of the big questions here, the first page of this document, is, number one, do we force a roll call vote for the nomination? I'll share the bullet points here. It's kind of interesting. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bernie wanted a plane. Did he get it? Well, I've heard somebody say he didn't get it, but I don't know what the evidence is that he didn't get the plane. I mean,
I don't know, but I've got one for him right here. I'm not sure. If you're watching the webcam, you might be able to see it says Bernie's plane.
It does.
And
it's
I'll save this and find a way to get it to Bernie so that he can actually have his plane.
So, yeah, our webcam, by the way, folks, can go to cam.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the cam page. You can watch and listen to the show that way. You can also, of course, listen to us in a variety of ways, including our satellite channels that exist over North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa, to help spread the ideas of liberty to all kinds of places where maybe there isn't so much internet service, like in Sub-Saharan Africa, for instance. If you want to help us continue that satellite broadcasting, our satellite fundraiser is going on right now, and it could use your help. We're at about 3% of the goal that we're trying to reach. So please contribute. It doesn't matter if it's $5, $10, or $50, whatever it is you can afford. There are different perks available. Just go to fund.lrn.fm. That's fund.lrn.fm to contribute to our satellite fundraiser. It's going on for another 3 to 4 weeks. So really appreciate
25 days left.
Yep, really appreciate the assistance there. Anyway, back to the memo here from the Bernie Sanders campaign. They say they would like to have Bernie getting himself a plane from the Democratic National Committee. They claim that that will help him keep his movement energized and in place. And it would also make great sense, they say, to focus on younger voters. I'm still not sure how a plane makes all of those things possible. It would seem to me that if Bernie had his own private plane, that would make him seem more like one of the elites, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, private planes aren't cheap. I'm no expert, but I believe it costs a few thousand dollars to go from one point to another on a private plane.
Yeah, and it costs a few thousand dollars to fly first class from one place to another.
Is it a few thousand for first class? Is that much?
Depending on how far you're going, which airline you're flying on, it can be, yeah.
Wow. See, I've never even looked at the price of first class tickets. I always figured they were like a grand or something like that. Because your typical ticket's, what, $300 to $500 for...
Again, depends on where you're flying.
Like across the country. You know, it's like $300 to $500.
Are you going to have layovers? How many layovers? Right. And that's the thing. You know, like
private plane, you don't get layovers.
Private plane, there's no layovers. With commercial planes, the more layovers you have, the cheaper the ticket.
So I just don't think that the Bernies, the poor Bernie supporters who love the idea of sticking it to the man, would really like the idea of him flying around on a private jet.
Oh, they'll start yelling at him, you're the 1%, if he was on a private plane.
Right.
But we don't know right now if he's, you know, chartering a plane. We don't know how he flies.
Yeah, good point. Maybe he's been on a private plane the whole time and just hasn't been owned by the DNC.
So, right, maybe he wants the DNC to pay for the plane him paying for the plane.
Yeah. So there's point number one on this document called Endgame, which was, I guess, found in a hotel room, according to RT.com, is do we force a roll call vote for the nomination? Now, keep in mind, this document was written 2 days before the California primary on June 7th. Point number one, do we force the roll call vote? Clinton, they say, will unquestionably be short of a convention majority based upon pledged delegates. And you said that is still the case.
I'm looking at it right now, and based on the pledged delegates, she has 2,205. One needs 2,382 delegates to secure the nomination. She right now has 602 superdelegates who have said that they are backing her.
Mm-hmm.
This according to Real Clear Politics. There are still, I believe, 56 of the superdelegates who have not said who they are supporting. But based on the number of superdelegates, she then winds up being, you know, almost 500 delegates over the number needed.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, based on the pledged delegates as determined by taxpayer-funded primaries and caucuses, she does not have the number of delegates to secure the nomination. So she needs the superdelegates. And while we're talking about superdelegates, there was talk at the DNC Rules Committee over the weekend to going forward, and it would not change anything this election cycle. But going forward in 2020, they want to require 2/3 of superdelegates to be bound by the election results of their state.
Do you think that's a good change to make?
I don't know, because the whole thing still relies on taxpayers funding their entire process.
Well, as libertarians, we don't support that.
It will, you know, give people less reason to gripe and complain about the superdelegate process, or, you know, the existence of superdelegates.
Mm-hmm.
But as I see it, as long as the taxpayers are paying for it, it's a problem. Whereas if you look at, say, the Libertarian Party, to where all of the delegates that showed up were unbound.
Right.
Meaning that even the states that had primaries or caucuses, those results did not bind any of the delegates from those states.
Okay.
Every delegate was an unbound delegate.
They were free to make their own decision based on what they saw at the Libertarian Convention.
Yes, and that's, I believe, that's how the Republicans and Democrats should do their conventions as well, until and unless they decide to pay for the primaries themselves. If you want to bind your delegates,
I see what you mean.
Fine, go for it. Bind your delegates all day long.
If it's a private event.
But you pay for it. You pay for your primaries.
I follow you.
Don't make me pay for your primaries.
So it says here that currently Sanders continues to lead Trump in national polls and outperform Clinton. It's possible. Now, this is the most interesting of the bullet points under the question of do they force a roll call vote for the nomination. It is possible that an external event could bring Clinton's viability in the general election into focus in the weeks before the convention. Combined with the polls, it's conceivable superdelegates could turn to Sanders en masse and deliver the nomination. So talking about an external event that could happen, WikiLeaks just released thousands of emails, 20,000 or so emails that do not make the Democratic National Committee look fair. It makes them look biased towards Hillary Clinton. And, of course, we already know that Hillary Clinton's just an awful harridan. So, you know, is that going to be enough to change how things play out at this week's convention? I got to say, it certainly seemed like Trump had it in the bag, but maybe Clinton doesn't really have it in the bag.
Yeah, I don't know. And I just did a search for DNC roll call, and there's a headline and very brief story from the LA Times. Bernie Sanders supporters are pushing to make sure he gets a roll call.
Ooh,
there were some volunteers fanned out across Philadelphia collecting signatures from delegates to try to ensure that the Vermont senator gets a roll call vote on the convention floor.
And the roll call would mean that each delegate would have to account for their own vote, meaning it wouldn't just be a yay or nay, all yelling kind of thing.
I don't know. I have not read the DNC rules, so I don't know how they would actually go about.
But usually that's what roll call means, is that each individual person is identified, right?
Right. Well,
like here in the State House, there's a roll call.
In the State House, well, there's different ways they can do the roll call.
Yeah.
They have the electronic roll call, to where the state reps push a button that's attached to their seat.
Right.
And then you know automatically who voted how. Or there's manual roll call, to where you'd say, Representative Adamami, how do you vote? Representative Abrams, how do you vote? Representative so-and-so, and then you go through 400. If you're going manually calling out 4,763 names, that's going to take a really long time.
Yeah.
Now, if you do the votes the way the Libertarians did, to where every delegate wrote their vote down on a piece of paper, and then they were tabulated by the state chairs, a lot quicker than calling out 4,763 names.
All right, so you're welcome to comment here on the Democratic National Convention and the drama that appears to already be building for it. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, coming up, Airbnb being cracked down on.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. So please, enjoy the features that we have on our website and get interactive there. Totally free at freetalklive.com. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Coming up, we'll talk about the Airbnb crackdown apparently happening in San Francisco. But we are discussing somewhat the Democratic National Committee, or rather convention. It was the committee that had thousands of emails leaked from WikiLeaks just recently within the last several days. And purportedly more are on the way. So who knows if another batch will come out before the end of this convention. And what day they're going to be having their voting, it's not clear. I don't know what the schedule is for the convention, but presumably it'll be towards the end of the week. I think the Trump thing was towards the end at the Republican convention. But what you just did, Daryl, was you took a little bit of time to research the whole roll call process.
Oh, yeah. I've got all 35 pages of... And
of what?
Well, these are not the actual rules. These are the proposed rules from September of last year. So these rules could have been changed, might be a little bit different, but I'm guessing not too terribly different.
Okay.
So I was looking to see a couple of things. One, what is required to force a roll call vote? And it appears as though they need 25% of the convention delegates to request a roll call vote.
Seems doable. I don't know. I mean, that's how many thousands of people attend these things, these conventions?
There are 4,763 delegates.
Okay, so they need 1,000-something signatures.
Yes. And then what they would do is they would call the roll by state. So it says, after nomination for presidential candidates have closed, the convention shall proceed to a roll call vote by state on the selection of the presidential candidate. Roll shall be alphabetical order for the states, with the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico and territories treated as states for the purpose of alphabetic. So D.C. would be after Delaware, and Puerto Rico would be after Pennsylvania.
Gotcha.
Guam would be, you know, like after Georgia. So, you know, alphabetical. A majority vote of the convention's delegates is required to nominate presidential candidate. Delegates are able to vote for a candidate, whether they've been officially placed into nomination or not, in accordance with the rules stating, you know, whether you're pledged or not pledged, etc.
Okay.
And balloting continues until a nominee is selected. So if they get to New York, and then somebody winds up having that 2,382 delegates, then they stop.
Okay, I see. Interesting. And what was it? Yeah, 25%. So yes. Right now, we know that apparently there are people who are canvassing the crowd there attempting to get those signatures.
Yes.
Which makes me wonder if the Bernie campaign memo that was leaked out here called Endgame from June 5th, are they following their plan? Is this something that's happening officially by the Bernie Sanders campaign?
Or that is this, I don't know.
Or is this something that is being just, you know, organized independently from the campaign? The actual memo itself here under roll call vote for nomination says a decision to contest the nomination would require a specific campaign plan beyond the scope of this memo. It would require a robust delegate persuasion program and extensive floor operation at the convention, which is why you need to have 25% of the signatures. It will also require us to confront two difficult challenges. Point one, reopen a divisive critique of Clinton, both on viability and substance, which would be hard for them to do, again, after Sanders has already basically conceded the nomination to her. He endorsed her. I guess that's different from conceding the nomination.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah.
Because most of the other candidates, when they wind up, you know, endorsing whoever the presumptive nominee is, they will then say, I'm dropping out, my campaign is done, right. I unbind my delegates. Like, there are very specific
things. And he has not done that.
He has not done that. And let me point something out as far as how the Libertarian Convention went, as far as actually placing a candidate into nomination. And explain a little bit why I believe that unless Bernie is behind the let's get a roll call, it's not going to happen. Now, for the Libertarian Party, in order to be officially placed into nomination, you needed 30 nomination tokens from delegates.
Hold on. Before we go on with the Libertarian Party, it would seem to me that if Bernie were behind this, he would only be doing it silently, because he's already given her his endorsement, and he may just, you know, if he can act like, wow, what a surprise, there's all this support out there for me with 25% signing for this roll call. Well, I guess we'll have to have the roll call vote and see what happens. I don't know. I mean, he's not exactly going at this lady, right?
Right. He's, you know, sort of stopped going after her, but just a couple days before he gave the endorsement, he had made reference of, I'm continuing my campaign through convention.
Okay, so Libertarian Party convention.
Right. So in order to be entered into nomination, candidate needed 30 nomination tokens. Not a huge number, but again,
there were, what, 1,000 or so attendees?
A possibility of 1,047 delegates.
Okay.
I think there were actually 980-something that were there for the presidential nomination.
So you need 3%.
No.
I thought you said 30 tokens.
Oh, yeah, so that would be 3%. Yeah. Sorry, my math was off. Yeah, so 30, but it's a set number of 30 tokens. It's not 3%.
So if 600 people show up, you still need 30 tokens.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And in order to be included in the debate, you needed 10% of whatever the number of delegates were at the beginning of business on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the vice presidential candidates, they had their debate on Friday, and there were fewer delegates in attendance on Friday, so they needed fewer tokens. Judd Weiss, thought that he had the number of tokens in the bag. He was not going around asking people, I need your token to get in the debate. He wound up not getting enough to get into the debate and had to scramble to get enough to be entered into nomination.
Wow. Okay.
John McAfee on Friday thought, oh, I've got this, don't have to worry. And then when he found out that Judd didn't get in the vice presidential debate, then he started scrambling to get tokens to be in the presidential debate. So unless,
which he did.
Which he did. And again, you know, it's John, so as long as he's asking people. But he, that's the thing. On Friday, he was not asking for tokens. So unless Bernie is actively trying to get people to sign this, or these people are really super organized, it's not going to succeed.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to keep our eyes on it here. And of course, it's just interesting. I don't whether it ends up being Clinton or Sanders. It's not like I've got a dog in the fight, so to speak. But
yeah,
it is kind of.
I'm at this point. I'm more interested to see what happens with the Reform Party convention.
When's that one?
Next weekend, I believe.
They still exist? I thought they basically imploded like a decade ago.
They're only on the ballot in like three states.
Then why is it so interesting to you then?
Because somebody that was supporting me is now seeking their vice presidential nomination. Tom Knapp, who's a listener of Free Talk Live. We run his podcast on LRN. He's now seeking the vice presidential nomination and has thrown his support behind Darcy Richardson for the presidential nomination. Darcy, I'm not sure you look as though you have never heard that name before. He's a historian.
It's a he. Okay, I would think a Darcy is a she.
And Darcy had supported me in one of my previous campaigns. I am not sure if he gave money.
What's the point? I mean, why is Tom Knapp running for the Reform Party nomination of vice president? I don't understand that. What's the point of
he had posted a blog post about it, and the reason he's seeking it is because Darcy had asked him, hey, will you seek the vice presidential nomination and basically be my preferred VP?
Got it.
And, yeah, I know they're only on the ballot in like two or three states, but it's still just going to be interesting because, again, it's one of those things to where just a bunch of people, because the Reform Party has no underlying ideology.
Right.
So just a mishmash of people are seeking that nomination.
I see.
So Rocky De La Fuente, who...
The guy from the Democrats.
Had previously been running as a Democrat, created the American Delta Party, is seeking the Reform Party nomination to get their ballot line in a couple of states. I think
the amount of effort people will put into these little
parties. Some guy from like the Prohibition Party might be thinking. So it's just a mishmash of people.
Okay.
And I'm curious to see what happens.
Will they have a debate?
I have no clue.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the attack on Airbnb. It's happening in San Francisco and maybe a city near you. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2 on the way.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.